Since the introduction of the genocide jab, we have seen the millennial death rate double, and the military is still continuing to purge the non-vaccinated, putting our nation at further risk and consolidating power and the guns among those on the far left. We also see Ukrainian dictatorship and the U.S. biolab situation. Russia offers yet more evidence of the existence and U.S. backing of these bioweapon labs. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Let's dive in.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
In their rush and zeal to defend democracy, supposedly, the Ukrainian dictator has now suspended not only the 11 opposition parties, becoming the head of a one-party state, which I'm sure many modern U.S. Democrats fantasize about doing. We also see Zelensky, a former actor and current puppet, still actor in a sense, even going so far as to unify all of the television news stations into one in order to counter fake news or disinformation. Now remember, when they say disinformation, they are projecting. They consider myself, yourself, anyone that has the eyes to see the truth and refuses to ignore their lying eyes and their lying ears and all of the evidence that continues to abound and just shout at us because we have a brain that works. You're fake news, you're disinformation if you tell the truth these days. At least that's the left's MO. They project everything that they're doing on everyone else. So they lie to you and they call you a liar. They hit you and they cry and say that you assaulted them. They go out and they write racist smears on their own doors, things that you and I would probably never say in our wildest dreams. I mean, you don't have to be racist because they're going to Bubba Wallace and pretend you're racist. These people are seeing nooses everywhere and looking for an excuse to fight back, you know, to punch a Nazi, as they said early on during Trump's campaign, as they assaulted women, children, tried to burn down a children's hospital, killed a puppy dog in one BLM riot, and generally ran amok and destroyed billions of dollars worth of property and lives across the United States. I'm talking, of course, about Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Russia is challenging the U.S., saying, if the biolab documents are supposedly fake, like you say, then why don't you ask the head of the DTRA office at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, Joanna Wintroll, why she signed off on them? And really the lesson here is that the U.S. deep state continues to lie, obfuscate, and try to call disinfo and censor and ban everyone that says that they had these bioweapon labs, yet their own documentation, paperwork, and everything else admits that they were at one point rather proud of them. Of course, it started with Obama and other Democrats and has now mutated into this hydra that we see today of corruption and graft and laundering money for the high-level Democrat and probably rhino Republican deep state types through the Ukraine. I mean, we're going to get to it in a minute, but these Ukrainian deep state officials, these politicians, are fleeing Ukraine with millions and millions of dollars from U.S. taxpayers shoved into suitcases and stuff. We're going to talk about that. But the real point of this is that if you follow the money, if you follow the documentation, the history, the news, everything that's being covered up, censored, and still is available on archive and through news websites like my own, I mean, you eventually find the fact that, yeah, they are lying to us. Just follow the money, and you'll know that Russia is correct in their allegations. The situation under this Ukrainian dictator in Ukraine, even in the major cities, is rather grim for the civilians that are being used as pawns and human shields, even women and children. Essentially, what is happening right now is Russia is spanking Ukraine in every combat situation, yet Russia is not trying to take over the cities, they're not trying to take over the country, they're trying to take out the biolabs and the Nazi training bases, basically. They're doing a very limited aggressive exercise here. It's not a full-scale invasion the way the fake news is trying to portray it. And the level of propaganda is off the charts. I mean, war level. I mean, this is what they always do during war, but I mean, I've seen videos of past wars, bombed out cities, Beirut or Lebanon or something. I don't remember. But I just saw it like a day or two ago. And this is what they're trying to say Russia is doing to Ukraine. And it's just old recycled war footage. It's like they're just pulling the stuff out of movies at this point and pretending it's reality. And for many people, Hollyweird is reality, Hollywood. Again, for those who haven't been paying attention to the occult side, the hidden history of man, Hollywood is the type of wood that you would use to make a magic wand. Yep, Harry Potter style. That is made out of Hollywood. And that is what witches and wizards and warlocks or whatever you want to call them traditionally would use. Because this whole thing goes back to Babylon. It's all part of an occult religion. That is what keeps the deep state glued together. That is why they are hurting babies and poisoning the world and trying to destroy the human genome and DNA and force us to mutate into something else with these vaccines. They really, really do not like mankind. What we actually see happening beyond the propaganda is that Russia is opening humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to flee. Many of them are heading to Europe because the Ukrainian military won't allow them not to. They won't allow them to flee to Russia. But everywhere Russians find civilians, they give them safety and protection. Whereas the Ukrainian military has basically abandoned the civilians in the hostile war zones, and they are parking bombs and missiles and weapon depots in the middle of grocery stores, so that the only way to fight them is to fight in civilian centers filled with people. That is the strategy of the so-called Azov army, a bunch of Ukrainian fascists that are working for the deep state there. So they're over there fighting Russians in the streets, right around women and children, and they're doing it on purpose, using them as human shields. This is the Ukrainian tactic because they're getting their butts kicked. Let's face it, they have no chance in hell against Russia, and this is not a World War III, despite what Zelensky is trying to say, because Ukraine doesn't have any allies. It's just Ukraine versus Russia, that's all, unless the world's deep state are able to pull us into this war. As I mentioned, Ukrainian officials keep getting caught fleeing the country with suitcases full of cash and euros and gold. They are looting the country, including all those tax dollars that we're sending them, and they are getting out of Dodge. They can see the writing on the wall here. Party's over, deep state. Thousands of U.S. soldiers and military personnel have already been kicked out and purged from the Democrats' new military for simply refusing to take the vaccine. Just like we're seeing some states start to use this for election fraud, saying poll watchers and other officials must be vaccinated in order to participate, essentially forcing us all to be either poisoned or only allowing the far-left radicals to get the jobs. So there's not much choice left. They're going to have a monopoly, a consolidation of power, especially over the military, which is what they want. They want to be able to use force against us, but most of their soldiers don't want to use force against us, so they have to drain the soldiers that won't obey before they can do it. That's where this is probably heading. And the army has now joined the other branches to begin purging good, loyal American soldiers that don't want to take a poison. And what happens when only the leftists who have been vaccinated can work the elections? We don't get to win anymore. What happens when only the leftists who've been vaccinated get to work in the military or the police and hold all the badges and positions of power and authority? We're going to be exploited, corrupted, and punished in ways that you've never seen before and could not imagine in a first world nation. My own age group, millennials, in the prime of our lives, being struck down by a greater than normal mortality rate. In fact, the mortality rate has doubled almost since the vaccine was introduced, an 84% at least increase so far. Essentially, we have just experienced the loss equivalent to the Vietnam War because of the vaccine, just with our millennial age group. The biological war against you and your family continues, America. Now, a so-called highly pathogenic avian flu is apparently wiping out chickens around the country. Now, I don't know if that's true. We know they will lie to us about such things in order to starve us out. So, let's face what we know. They're going to pretend it's real, and they're going to kill a lot of chickens. That's going to make the cost of food go up, especially eggs and meat. And it's not just chickens. This is also being done with rabbits. They're saying that there's some sort of a hemorrhagic fever, like what we heard that was going on in China, that was impacting and killing rabbits. As someone who has about 100 chickens and 30 rabbits right now, I haven't seen any of that junk. They're doing just fine, thank you. But they are going after the food supply. So imagine there's going to be shortages, and this is compounding that by destroying what is available. If you have not yet heard of the Holodomor, or what happened to all of those Russian Christians that were starved to death around Ukraine and in Russia, which is the breadbasket of the world, of Europe, over there. They grow a lot of food. About a third of the world's wheat comes from Ukraine and Russia. And they were able to starve. Many of them were farmers, in fact. They were able to starve the people out. And about 12 to 60, maybe more, million people were starved to death. Many of them were successful farmers because they were white Christians that would not bow down to communism. If you haven't heard about this, if you don't know the story, if you don't know the tactics used by the government, the communists that took the government over, here's the short version. Once they were able to consolidate power, they began to arrest many people and throw them in a gulag and basically starve them to death and torture them to death. Even in some cases under Stalin, a third of a city would be arrested all at once in a night, and people would say goodbye to their families before they went to work because they had no idea if they would make it home. What happened was far worse than you've ever heard about anything in the Holocaust. The Holodomor was what happens when critical race theory is combined with a communist monopoly on government power. We don't want to go there. But they are trying to starve us. They are trying to create this level of dependency, privation, starvation, poverty. They want to weaken America and bring us to heel. They want to enslave us or destroy us. That is the nature of tyrants. The way that you resist is by being independent. Get your own backyard chickens. Get your own backyard rabbits. Don't be dependent on the store. They won't be happy until you're in a bread line and you're happy about being in the bread line and you line up and take your vaccine before you get your bread. And if you don't get your bread and there's nowhere else to go, so you have to starve to death. That is the level of control that they want over you. That is almost the level of control that they have. It is very close to that point. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it is very close to that point. They have taken the government over. They are consolidating all upper-level positions of power, and it is now very much the elite versus the people. In Brazil, a Brazilian Trump, President Bolsonaro, is still fighting his own deep state, and he is still fighting his own legal system, including his own Supreme Court and his own fake news. In fact, it has gotten so bad that the Supreme Court there just banned Telegram because the president's supporters were able to get unfiltered information and communicate with one another, just like you and I are doing right now. Imagine how far are we from the communists banning Telegram like they did in Brazil and consolidating all news under one voice, one platform by law, with a gun enforcing it, silencing voices like mine, like they did in Ukraine, and maybe even banning all other political parties like they did in Ukraine. Do you think we're far from a Joe Biden pretending that he has the authority to do that, declaring some sort of emergency, some sort of great scary thing that they need to do this in order to protect the sheeple from? And then suddenly, voila, martial law, and America has their new world order. By the way, Biden just mentioned new world order. I'll show you that next.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway.
And while we're discussing this mentally feeble new world order, it would be unfair to miss that Soros-backed Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has violated Arizona state election laws again and shut down the election petition system for certain candidates, discriminating against political adversaries. Of course, with Attorney General Bronovich hobnobbing with far-left and anti-Trump types in secret again, it is very unlikely that anything is going to happen to her to stop her from her multiple repeat law violations. And then President Trump even mentioned Mark Bronovich and asked, when will the ruling on election fraud and large-scale election irregularities be coming? I do want to mention that, as per a statement President Trump released, he said, partially, this is both the issue of the day and the crime of the century. And now, on top of everything else, it was just announced by the New York Times that they, in collusion with other fake news media, covered up the Hunter Biden crime story prior to the election, a 15-point difference. Wow, what a country. End quote. Of course, I remember that very, very well, because October 15th of 2020, when I and about 30 other channels on YouTube and independent media broke this story to the public for the first time, we were all banned. We were purged. And I've already reached out to super lawyers like Todd McMurtry and asked, what do you think about this case? Because they called us fake news and they banned a good chunk of the total independent media from YouTube, moving the election by, according to Trump here, 15 points in their favor because they censored the story of the pedophilic, treasonous, and very corrupt Hunter Biden laptop scandal and the Biden family itself, which is filled with all sorts of nastiness and corruption and weirdness and, you know, just sleaze. Worst kind of people. You can tell from Hunter Biden. And I liked Todd's response. I mean, I do. So I'm going to hopefully reach out to some of these content creators that were also banned that day. And, you know, together we could do this. If you know people that were banned on October 15th of 2020 for breaking the Hunter Biden story, tell them to reach out to Dustin Nemos because, you know, we have a chance here. We actually have a chance not to sue YouTube over the Section 230 BS, okay? This is a First Amendment case. This goes directly to the laundering of censorship that the government is doing through big tech. And I think that we have a very good case and a lot of discovery to get into that we could prove that point. And that, of course, is a First Amendment issue directly, no Section 230 involved. So there's a lot of recent developments in the First Amendment space that we could take advantage of with a lawsuit. I'm not that way. If you're leaving comments or you're reaching out, you're sending an email to someone who was banned or censored, especially if they were banned or censored on October 15th, because that's like a specific case, a specific group, and there's enough of us that we could fundraise it together right there. If you reach out to them, you know, mention some of these points, and maybe we can rally the troops once again, like we did before, to try to seek a class action lawsuit. Only now we have a lot more information, a viable case with enough people to fundraise it together if they decide to join, and we have a way past Section 230 immunity for big tech companies. So this is a potential candidate. Horrible news. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has been hospitalized with an infection. And let's face it, we have to assume the worst and pray for this man right now, because he's basically the last real conservative on the Supreme Court and the oldest. He's also a threat to the left and someone they would very much like to replace right now while they still have the presidency to do so. Pray for Justice Clarence Thomas, a man who knows just how vicious the left can be from personal experience. Remember, they tried to Kavanaugh him when he was nominated to the Supreme Court. I hope that you have found this video to be of some value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and maybe even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Also, be sure to share our links and our videos all over your social media. Follow us on social media. I'm getting some of those different accounts active. I'm trying to be everywhere. It's rough. It's difficult to do everything, but you know, one of these days I'll have help that they can sit there on social media and just post all day every day, and we can actually show up in all these places, because it's a full-time job to post one article in 30 places every 5 minutes, because the news is constant and it never really does stop. You have to take breaks, you have to sleep, right? Sometimes when you get a chance. But I hope everyone did find this to be of value. If you want to support what we're doing, please consider donating or shopping Patriot with our Patriot sponsors at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. Gourmet coffee for patriots. They have organic options. You can sign up for a subscription and also support our independent media efforts at the same time. And at The Great Awakening Coffee, much like here at Nemos News, our specialty is waking people up. This is Nemos signing off. We will see you on the next one.